The Hard Shoulder on Newstalk.
With Nissan Subscribe and Drive. No deposit, no compromise, no fuss. Find out more at nissan.ie.
While you're getting those views into me, I want to talk about the government abandoning plans to introduce graduated speeding fines. This is despite legislation being previously agreed by Cabinet. How these fines would have worked is the faster you were going, the more you would have got fined. It was the brainchild of the former Minister for Transport, Shane Ross, who's on the line, as is Michael Healy-Ray, independent TD for Kerry. Shane, are you disappointed?
Well, yeah, I suppose I am. Good afternoon. I am disappointed, but I mean, you've new government and it's absolutely their entitlement to do exactly what they want. And if they don't like the legislation that was introduced by the last government and by me, that is up to them. I'll just say this, that the purpose of this bill was in line with the drink driving bill as well, and it was follow-up from it, which is simply and solely to save lives. And all the statistics we saw over months and months and year and several years was that speeding was the main cause of road deaths on Irish roads, and that includes rural roads, and particularly rural roads and urban roads. So I'm very sorry to see this happening. I think it's, I fought long and hard in the Cabinet to get this measure through, and there was a large amount of resistance to it, particularly from Fine Gael, and there were a large number of Fine Gael members and Cabinet members who didn't like it, and I have actually amended it. It was stricter than it is at the moment. I actually amended it downwards in response to people like Michael Healy-Ray, I think he's on the other line, and others, to make it more palatable to them. But the objective here was to save lives, and the result of what's happening today is undoubtedly this is going to cost lives on the road.
I'm going to ask Michael Healy-Ray about that in just a moment, but what was the nature of the objections that your colleagues in government from Fine Gael were putting forward?
Well, they never actually put it, well, in the Cabinet, in fact, they didn't put it forward very, very often because everything was kind of done behind closed doors. And the first time I had to actually take note of objections, and I was willing to do to ameliorate and make it less. They basically thought it was too penal, that it was, going to put too many people off the road, and that it was one in a series of events following up, I think, from the drink driving laws, which I introduced, which they saw, I think, and rural TDs saw it as some sort of a crusade against rural Ireland, which it wasn't at all. You know, I hasten to say now that the crusade to save lives was to save more rural lives, really, than urban lives. There were more lives lost in rural Ireland than urban Ireland. But the main nature of it was, yes, we're penalising people, and the main people who would suffer from the penalties would be from rural land. That was possibly true, and that there were also objections, of course, to the current speed limits as they are, and they were quite reasonable. A lot of the speed limits at the moment are totally inexplicable. And parallel with this, we introduced a revision of every speed limit in Ireland, every county council, a review, which we did as well, in order to satisfy some of the objections that some of the speed limits that were in operation at the moment would be revised and should be revised.
Well, we're not going to get graduated speeding fines. It looks like we'll get graduated speed limits or changing speed limits on the M50. We might talk about that in just a moment. But Michael Healy-Ray, the independent TD for Kerry, is also on the line. Michael, I know you were listening to Shane there. You would have heard what he said. Look, this was a campaign not against rural Ireland. Rather, this was a campaign that would have saved lives in rural Ireland. And he is disappointed.
Well, first of all, good evening to you both and to your listeners. And I warmly welcome the decision to abandon these plans, because from the first minute that the farmer minister, that is there, Shane, from the first minute he came out with this proposal, I considered it to be wrong. I considered it to be going a step too far, because you must go back to when penalty points were first introduced. They were introduced in a certain way and for a certain category of what we would call offences. And what has happened since is they've grown. In other words, the scope that penalty points are given out on grew, as did the amount of penalty points being applied. And at the end of the day, the people that are listening to you right now this minute, people who are travelling, well, of course, with the restrictions, maybe not as many people are travelling, but we'll call it in normal circumstances. If we were talking on a normal day, not when we're in a lockdown situation, you would have people driving home from work or getting ready to go home from work. And these people, on the whole, on the majority, are law-abiding people. They pay their tax, they pay their insurance, they pay for their fuel, they pay their repayments in their car, and they're doing a thing called going from A to B. And I looked at this as being a further attack on them. And yes, of course, we're all to adhere to the speed limits to the best of our ability. We're supposed to do right all the time. But nobody is perfect. And people make mistakes, people, you know, inadvertently or on purpose or whatever. Different things happen and they're caught speeding. And I just did not agree with they being severely impacted. You could literally have a situation that a person could be put off the road for maybe a couple of offences. And I just didn't agree with that. Because when we were sold the idea of penalty points in the first instance in this country, we were never told that it would finish up where the former minister, okay, Shane, wanted to take it to. And that's why I fought it vigorously. Now, I take exception to one thing. Shane gives credit to Fine Gael for being the cause of abandoning this. I would like to think that I fought my own campaign against what he wanted to do at that time. Even though he's not giving me credit for it.
He did give you a mention there, actually. Maybe you didn't pick up. He definitely gave you a mention. Don't you worry.
I campaigned very vigorously, and I certainly went into his office on many occasions about this and other matters, and I made my views what I would call representing a lot of people, as he was doing to himself. But I made my voice very well heard at the time, saying that I didn't agree with this proposal.
Can I, but before I go back to Shane, let me put one thing he said directly to you, Michael. He said the decision today will cost lives in rural Ireland.
Well, at the end of the day, no one of us want to see any person losing their life or being hurt or injured on our roads. But unfortunately, no matter what we will do, people, no matter what restrictions we bring in, people will continue to lose their lives on the road. And you must remember one thing. The cars that are being sold now today, they're a lot safer than the cars in the past. Remember, it isn't 100 years ago you were buying a car and it actually didn't have safety belts inside it. Not a mind airbags or anything like that, or crumple zones. So our cars are better. Yeah. Our roads are better. And at the same time, people are still dying on our roads. So what we've learned is, very sadly and very unfortunately, that despite everybody's efforts, accidents will still happen and people will get hurt and injured on our roads. And that's very sad and it's very awful. And for the families that are impacted, and I always say this when we're in a debate like this, I always say we have to remember those people very strongly, that they're the people who are affected. And it comes to a lot of people's doors, unfortunately, every year.
Okay.
And we have to think of those people. But I simply didn't agree with what the minister wanted to do. And I'm glad it has been scrapped.
Shane, let me come back to you on that. I suppose that the bulk of Michael's argument is that, look, there's been mission creep, and this was just mission creep too far when it came to penalty points.
Well, you know, I first of all, could I just say to Michael, yes, I'm sorry I didn't give him any credit for campaigning for this, because he certainly did, and that he was loud and clear about it. When I was referring to the opposition, I suppose the people who made the decision were the people in cabinet, in Fine Gael cabinet today, and the people in Fine Gael cabinet at the time were the people who were actually flexing the muscles. But certainly they would have been put under pressure by Michael and others. And I'm sure that he has got some responsibility for what's happened today. But I think at the end of the day,
you mean that slightly as an insult, do you? Yeah, he takes it as credit, and that's his position. But you don't mean it in that way.
I don't mean it. It's a great achievement for him at all. But if he wants to claim the credit for being an influence on this decision today, I think that's fair enough. It's not something which I'd like to claim the credit for if I was in his position, because, as I say, I think it will cost lives, and that is a real tragedy. And I don't think there's any question about that. All the statistics, everything we get from the RSA, everything around the world indicates that speed is the biggest killer. Speed is a bigger killer than alcohol. And I can't accept Michael's point of view when he says that accidents will happen and it's just a bit tough. We want to reduce.
He said
accidents.
Cars are safer as well nowadays.
Well, they may be safer, but there are an awful lot more of them on the road, and there are an awful lot more accidents. You know, one of the very depressing features of the figures that have come out for last year is that despite the incredible reduction of traffic on the road, the numbers of deaths on the road last year went up from 140 the year before to 149. You'd have expected them to go down proportionately with the number of the reduction in cars. That's not the case. And the largest ingredient, the biggest ingredient, or the reason for these happening is speed. So, you know, I don't think it's controvertible. And to say that this is severe, you know, it's not as severe as I would have wanted to be, to a bit tougher initially. You know, it let's just have a look at what it actually does.
Yeah.
For going 10 kilometres over 10 kilometres per hour over the speed limit, there's a fine of €60 and 2 penalty points. That's actually a reduction from what it is at the moment, which is today it's 80 you're fined €80 and 3 penalty points. And then it goes to between 10 and 20 over the limit to 80k, which is what it is €80 and 3 penalty points, which is the moment. And then the big one comes in, 20 to 30 over, which is a big amount over. You get 4 penalty points, and you can be fined up to 100.
Let me just go back to Michael on that. Michael, it does sound, when Shane puts it that way, it sounds like what you're doing is defending people who are driving, 30, 40 kilometres an hour over the speed limit. That is indefensible, isn't it?
No, what I'm doing is I'm defending motorists. I'm defending motorists from politicians who think that they're going to make an easy target out of them by introducing legislation like this, which would have far-reaching effects. You have to think of the law of averages. If people are travelling on a motorway and are on good roads, if there are good roads where they're travelling, and if they were caught in one of these type of situations, the graduated fines and the graduated penalty fines would have a detrimental effect on them. And things can happen because of different reasons that people could make a mistake or get caught. And
it's hard to creep to 40 kilometres an hour above the speed limit mistakenly, isn't it?
I simply wanted to say stop. And I wanted to say that I didn't agree with it. And thankfully, we're living in a democracy. And I'm not trying to tell you, as I always say in a debate like this, that I've no monopoly in being right. But that's my opinion. And why was I voicing that opinion? On behalf of motorists who I consider pay enough, and it's a costly enough exercise to be on the road and to have a car on the road. And I would say to those people, that is why I'm on this side of the fence and Shane was on the other side of the fence.
Okay.
And also then, you must remember, Shane also introduced the legislation, which I was very opposed to, which even though every pub in the country is shut now, but certainly his viewpoint on rural life and on the way that people lived in rural Ireland, it certainly didn't do any help to our rural pubs or to the well-being of the people living in the countryside,
right, well,
who really are so upset at the legislation that he brought into the Dáil over a year ago.
Shane, come back in there.
Just very briefly, could I just say that's a narrative which is completely untrue. It's nothing to do with a viewpoint on rural or urban islands at all. It's simply a matter of trying to save lives. And it's simply a matter of saying, if we do this, will we save lives? We'll actually save more, coincidentally, many more lives with both these two measures in rural Ireland than in urban Ireland. But that was nothing to do with it. And to paint it as some sort of a rural versus urban issue is very convenient politically for people who come from rural Ireland. But it is not true. It's simply about saving their lives and the lives of people who drive cars innocently and are unfortunately killed because people are speeding or because they're drinking.
Are you saying that Michael's position isn't genuine? It's kind of just, this sounds good.
I'm sure it's genuine, and I'm absolutely certain that he comes under a large amount of pressure from people, particularly vintners and people in rural Ireland who feel that they're being victimised and that there isn't enough consideration. And it does have, and I understand and sympathise, it does have effects, I agree, on rural Ireland and on social life in rural Ireland and on people going to pubs. But we introduced measures. We introduced the buses at night, the late night buses, the additional 66 buses, which are continuing on a pilot basis to try and improve that. But there's nothing more sacred than human life.
Of course it is. I'm not sure there's many buses in Kilgarvan, is there, Michael?
Well, I've seen firsthand the implications of the new legislation that he brought out. And while I too respect his opinion and his view on this whole matter, but he knows that I was always very genuine in fighting for, and it's not just rural Ireland, it's also urban Ireland. And certainly he painted his legislation as this was going to be the be-all and end-all in saving lives and in reducing accidents on the roads. Obviously, that hasn't happened. You've seen yourself the figures and the statistics. So what have we learned? That you can legislate all you like. You can bring in all the penalty points you like. But at the end of the day, accidents and incidents will occur. We'd love to be able to wrap people up in cotton wool and protect them from every eventuality,
yeah,
but that's not going to happen in the real world, unfortunately.
We'll have to leave it there. Michael Healy-Ray, Independent TD for Kerry, and Shane Ross, former Minister for Transport, of course. A lot of people texting in with their views on this. 53106, keep them coming in.